This is Akashvani, the news read by Xing Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore this afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Speaking to media persons, MEA spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said, both leaders will meet to review the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier today, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of the telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellites and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen deepen relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah, in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remarks during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of a bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India supports Vikaswad, developmentalism, not Vistarvad, expansionism. The pensioners of the employees' pension scheme will now be able to receive their pension from any bank across the country starting from January 1, 2025. This will benefit more than 78 lakh pensioners of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that the approval of the centralised pension payment system marks a significant milestone in the modernisation of the EPO. He added that the disbursement of pensions from any bank branch in the country will address the long-standing challenges faced by pensioners. The minister further said that this is a crucial step in the ongoing efforts to transform the EPFO in a more robust, responsive and tech-enabled organization. There will also be no need for pensioners to visit the branch for any verification at the time of the commencement of their pension, and the pension shall be immediately credited upon release. The centralized system will also ensure the disbursement of pensions throughout India without any need for the transfer of pension payment orders from one office to another, even when the pensioner moves from one location to another or changes their bank or branch. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the centre is closely monitoring the ongoing flood situation in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the government has constituted a central team of experts led by the Additional Secretary Disaster Management of the Ministry of Home Affairs. He said the team will visit the flood-affected areas for an on-the-spot assessment of flood management, reservoir management and dam safety issues and make recommendations for immediate relief. Meanwhile, a total of 26 National Disaster Response Force, NDRF teams have been deployed in flood-affected areas of Andhra Pradesh. They are actively engaged in rescue and relief operations in coordination with central and state agencies. The NDRF has rescued 319 people and evacuated around 12,000 in the state so far. The relief supplies and medical assistance are being provided to those in need in the flood-hit areas. The Indian Air Force and Indian Navy continue the assistance to civil administration in flood-impacted areas of Andhra Pradesh in a joint operation with 10 helicopters and undertook relief and rescue efforts. In Nagaland, six people lost their lives and three were injured after a series of massive mudslides and landslides hit National Highway 29 between Kohima and Dimapur following heavy rainfall last night. The deceased include five males and one female. Mudslides and landslides struck near Ferima and Sepama last night, while a landslide occurred at Paglapahar in the early hours this morning, sinking a portion of the highway. A high-level meeting was convened by Chief Minister Nephew Rio to take stock of the disaster and discuss restoration and relief measures. At the Paris Paralympics, India's shot put thrower Sachin Sarjerao Khilari clinched the silver medal in the men's shot put F46 final with a walloping throw of 16.32 metres. He brought the country's 21st medal in the Mega Para event. In women's shot put F46 final, Amisha Rawat finishes 15th in the event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.